Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first annual ThoughtCast Awards. Now welcome your hosts, Wasis Miller and Ninja Steve.
What's up, folks? I'm Wasis Miller, and that is Ninja Steve, a very classy hiya to all of you guys. Man, I gotta tell you, Ninja Steve, you are dressed very nicely for this occasion.
To the nines, I would have to say. But hey, I'm not the only one. Look at all these fans who made it out here, you know?
As you can see, tons of people in effect tonight.
Hey, you guys in the back, up top, you guys need to keep it down, okay?
Yeah, don't get too rowdy over there, or we're not going to be able to give out awards tonight.
Yes, awards. That's what we're here for, guys.
That's right.
You heard the announcer, guy.
Well, as we are 10 episodes into Season 2 of Thought Hour After Dark, we thought what better way to say thanks and to have in a momentous occasion than an award show.
Yes, it was presented to us. The opportunity was there. We decided to take it.
Thanks again for our sponsors, by the way.
Yes, thank you, guys. We appreciate you were here tonight. You know, we definitely appreciate the prize packs. I know I always do.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, it was just good. We love our fans, you know?
Absolutely. And we think that you should always give back and you should always say thanks. And so we try to make it a point to say thanks, and by saying thanks, this is how we're saying thanks.
Yeah, I mean, because anybody could just get a standard thank you.
Absolutely.
Anybody could get a greeting card from Hallmark.
Anybody,
you know?
Anybody could just get a Purple Heart. I mean, it can happen.
Yeah, I mean, you could get prestiged or something like that. Lots of things can happen.
Yeah, so
But who gets ThoughtCast Awards?
Yeah, ThoughtCast Awards are amazing. Like, I honestly know that I am saddened by the fact that I can't win a ThoughtCast Award, but I'm glad that everyone else out there can.
I tried to get it in writing that we could win, but they weren't having it at the studio.
Yeah, there was this actual real small thing at the very bottom of the contract that we had to sign for the show that stated that we couldn't actually win the awards.
Yeah, because I was definitely in running for most handsome ninja.
And I was definitely in the running for the best haircut.
You know, I would have gave you the award.
Well, thanks. I mean, I would have given you the award as well.
Well, sucks.
But that's okay, because folks, these awards are for you, and that's why we're here today.
And, you know, and we got all the fans are here. We're going to have some special guests. We got presenters.
Man, I'm excited for the guests tonight. There's some very, very awesome guests coming into the studio.
And we
tonight.
Even got a musical number coming up here.
Yeah, that's true. That's right, Ninja Steve. I totally forgot. Bruce Mercury is actually going to perform tonight.
Yeah, he's actually playing all the interludes, all the in-between songs for tonight. He's on the lockdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I know that he's busy. I heard he's writing his new album. I happened to see at Bruce Mercury's tweets, and he's been talking about this album, and I heard that he's recently opened a SoundCloud account. So check that out.
Yeah, he was wanting to say thank you to all his fans out there.
He does.
All two of you.
All two of you that
yes.
applaud his performance.
Yeah, and this award show, it kind of goes more towards the tweeters, if you want to say. That's where we do get a lot of our support.
I would have to say that Twitter is definitely the format that we choose, and we prefer Twitter.
Yeah, we tried MySpace.
We did. We tried to, but Justin Timberlake, for some reason, decided he was going to dance around our product, and we decided to take our business elsewhere.
Yeah, and then we tried the Facebook.
Man.
We're not doing that again.
Worst 3 minutes of my life.
Yeah, when you're trying to assassinate someone and they had constantly add your location, that doesn't help for
There's
being
no
stealthy.
There's no secrecy whatsoever
yeah,
in that.
When their location updates. So we decided to cancel that project.
So, Twitter, bird that flew in and decided to give another person a message is where we decide to constantly parade our product.
It's like carrier pigeons.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, have you guys seen this award? Bring it out. Bring it out.
Oh, man, that is so beautiful.
Yep, we can thank our janitor. Thank you, guy. He's still cleaning around here. Look at these awards. It is top notch.
Take a moment here for the fans to appreciate that, the folks out there.
Can I sure not get one of these?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we might have to keyfer one of these, or keister one of these, whatever you call it.
I don't know. Is this going to be one of those, like, stock, we don't send the awards out to anybody until they just made the one award, and we just keep handing it out?
It's very possible that this could be a one-of-a-kind award that we shelled out a lot of money for, and there's just one of them.
Well, no, it's just like at the Grammys or something like that. They are some standard, typical award ceremonies. They, just have the one award, and then they have to make the other awards to mail them out.
Yeah, it's like kind of like what you get an award from the government. It doesn't show up for 6 to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting how that procedure works, but whatever.
What for, huh? You know?
What for?
Yeah, why?
Why not?
Why not? Why not W2 in it?
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we will get right live to the awards ceremony.
Yes, we're glad to have you. We're glad to be here. It's glad to see everybody. That's the noise Ninja Steve makes when he's using his patented brand, Ninja Steve Nunchucks. Coming soon. Do you want to be just like me? Do you want to be a stealth assassin and on one of the most popular radio shows of all time? I do. So if you want to be just like me, you need to get yourself a brand, Ninja Steve Nunchucks. They come in plenty of sizes. We have the PDX special, the smokable version. We have multiple varieties of nunchucks that are available. There's the black on black. There's silver on black. Black on silver. And they're only $19.95. So you guys can look it up on the web. Mine Ninja Steve's nunchucks. They're coming soon to a store near you.
Hiya!
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Wazis Miller. You already know that. But a lot of you have been asking, what am I talking about when I say my words? And some people have even went as far as to saying that my words don't make sense or aren't real. So I decided to collect all these words that people have been confused by and put myself together a dictionary. I decided to make Wazis Miller's dictionary, and it is the most it is the most informative dictionary of all time. And not only will you get all A's in your classes, but you will be the most intelligent man or woman at any conversation you decide to show up at. So make sure and go out and get Wazis Miller's dictionary, the dictionary that changes worlds. Thanks a lot, everybody. I'm Bruce Mercury. Check out my album coming soon. Thanks a lot, Bruce Mercury. That was a phenomenal performance. Hey, welcome back to the
Thought Castle. I'm just glad he's here.
Yeah, I really enjoy Bruce Mercury. He's definitely working on becoming a better musician, but he's a strong musician nonetheless.
Yes, he was a winner.
At the end of the day, it's not necessarily about all the things that you do, but it's the way you use them.
True. So now, ladies and gentlemen, we are on to the first ever award from the ThoughtCast Awards.
Man, this is so exciting. As we get into our first category and our first nominee, Ninja Steve?
I will take the cake. So this is a personal award. We're going to give it out the first award of the evening. It's definitely an award that I chose. I was thinking hard. I thought long and hard. I thought all night. And then I thought again. And I thought again. And again and again and again. And then when I thought I was done thinking about it, I decided I'm going to do it again and thought about it. And I decided that the first award is going to be the hottest European music promoter. And the nominees are At Cat Luna. Okay, so the winner. Give me the envelope, please. All right. And the winner of the first ever ThoughtCast Award, the first one we're giving out. The hottest European music promoter is Cat Luna.
Yeah, Cat Luna.
Yes, Cat Luna, one of the hottest European music promoters you will ever see, constantly promoting in Europe, all over that place. And if I was to go there, I would definitely awesome.
What a huge honor, At Catherine Luna. Thank you so much for promoting and a hot European music promoter that we would decide to dedicate an award to you.
I thought I decided that.
Excuse me. That Ninja Steve decided to dedicate to you.
Yes. At Cat A Luna at Twitter is the hottest European music promoter.
And congratulations on that award.
Yes. And then, but that's my award. We have many awards to give out tonight.
Folks, there's a plethora, monster of awards tonight.
And we have some presenters, I believe, coming in tonight.
And I got to tell you, this next presenter, he is very, very excited to come in here because this is an award that I know a jiu-jitsu practitioner would be very proud to.
He showed me a leg kimura, and it was intense.
Oh my god, a leg kimura?
Yeah.
That sounds devastating.
It was, but let's have him in. All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot, and we'll introduce Drew Douglas.
Yeah, we'll be back a little bit later, but yeah. Wazis Miller, let's get out of here.
All right, we'll take a stand over here and go sit over here. What's up, everybody? I'm Drew Jitsu, the master of the ground and pound, and I'm very excited to be a part of the first annual ThoughtCast Awards. And remember this, when you're practicing jiu-jitsu and you're getting down and about and you're getting kimura locks and everything in between, make sure and don't look another man in the eye because it's dirty, it's wrong, and it's not true professional jiu-jitsu.
So this next award that I'm going to tell you is called the Guy Who Doesn't Look at You in the Eyes While on the Ground Award. And I know that I'm a little bit disappointed that I didn't get an opportunity to be in this award category, but the nominees, they're definitely well-deserving. And the nominees for this category are at KA24E, at Zarzar Supreme, at Soundproof Andy. Now, I know that all these guys are jiu-jitsu practitioners, so if you could hand me the envelope and let me know who won this award, we'll get to that. Give me a drum roll, please. And the winner of the Guy Who Doesn't Look at You in the Eyes While on the Ground Award is at KA24E. What a huge honor. And remember, if you ever have to face this deadly man, know that he's not going to disrespect you and look you in the eyes. And I know he's the most feared man on the planet, so this is a very, very honorable award. And I'm out of here, folks. I hope you enjoy the rest of the show. And remember, if you want to get your ground grapple on, go to Drew Douglas Ground Grappling Academy and tell him Drew Douglas sent you.
Thank you, Drew Douglas.
Wow, that what a huge honor. I know at KA24E, which is also, I believe his name is Lexo.
Yeah.
That is a huge honor, and I'm really glad. I hope someday that I don't have to face him in the octagon or the squared circle.
I hope I can get a bracelet made, though.
Oh, absolutely.
You know.
That's definitely something I know I'm after.
Whew. Already. This show's starting off hot.
Yeah, man. I know. It's sizzling up. And everybody else who was a runner-up in that, good luck next year. And hopefully, you know, you guys get your ground grapple on and don't look another man in the eye.
Yeah, that's understandable. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a next presenter. He is an illegal alien, or he's legal, or he's an alien. It all depends on how you want to look at it. But he's the AXO's only south of the border madman.
He's always chasing paper, so it's very appropriate that he is deciding to do this category, or that we decided to do him. More or less, I think he's just excited to be able to come in here and talk.
Hey, we're glad to have him here. I know your fans are. I can see he's got a whole section of the Mexican.
Yeah, the Latino audience over there and the space audience as well, and the aliens in between are definitely applauding him. So our next presenter, and you can find him on Twitter at Los Papi Chulo. Papi Chulo. Oh, it's like I said, you know, I'm here for some reason, but you didn't see me, fucker. You didn't see me, fucker. I don't know what I'm doing here except for I'm just chasing a piece of paper. So, like, I guess I'm going to give this next award out. It's called the Checks in the Mail Award, and it's about getting a piece of paper and having to wait for, like, a piece of paper. So, like, I guess I should announce, like, the nominees or something. The nominees for the Checks in the Mail Award are at Podomatic. Podomatic is a great hosting website service. You can, like, put podcasts on there, or you could do other stuff if you want. And the other nominee for this category is at Stitcher. It's like at Stitcher Radio or something. I think they got, like, a radio service where you can download them. And if you don't already have Stitcher Radio, you can download it and use promo code Thought Hour, and you can, like, help them out. And the winner of this category is Stitcher Radio, at Stitcher. At Stitcher wins the award for the Checks in the Mail. Because as you always know, you didn't see me pay you. You didn't see me pay you. But I'm sick and tired of being here, and I don't know why I'm here, so I'm going to lunch.
Well, give a hand to the Batman, Papi Chulo, once again, ladies and gentlemen. He's definitely going to go to the buffet table in the back and get him some lunch.
I definitely think not only is he going to get some lunch, but he's probably going to impregnate one of our folks that are watching the show.
No, we actually got some tough people back there, and they're going to strong-arm him into eating some mango salsa.
Man, there's nothing worse than being strong-armed into eating mango salsa.
And buying some chips.
Or have, yeah, chips. Any of those things, you should never be strong-armed into that.
Mm-hmm. We got more awards, though.
Yeah, we're off to a good start here with the awards. I'm excited for the next category here.
Oh, man, I feel bad. I'm a little under the weather, folks. But, you know, that's not going to stop me from providing you guys with some quality entertainment and being here for these shows. So, we got some special guests. We actually had nothing to do with them coming here.
Yeah, if it, honestly,
folks, if it was up to me, I could say that I probably would have not have had these gentlemen in this award show, but at the same time, we can't be biased.
Ratings are ratings.
Yeah. And folks, you seem to like them. I know that they don't like us, but at the same time, it's not necessarily about that.
So yeah, we got some nerdy dudes coming in with lab coats.
Yeah.
AKA the scientist.
So to present the next award, the scientist.
Well, we're here. I don't know why we're here.
I would say thank you to all you Phoebians out there, but honestly, all of you.
Phoebian plebeians, such a waste of time.
Like, if you were to combine everyone's IQ in here, it would be only half of his IQ.
Half of my IQ?
Only.
You're generous. Yes. You're generous to these people.
I don't want them to feel too bad about their inferiorities.
So I guess we should probably announce this award so we can get out of here.
What is this, the Scientcast Awards?
Oh, jeez. I don't even know. I don't even know why they're having an award show. This is ridiculous.
Is this like my Nobel Peace Prize that I won?
It doesn't even compare.
That's what a real award is winning multiple scientific accolades, such as ourselves.
So I guess we should probably announce this award. It's called the Premium Tweet Award.
I actually don't feel like talking about this. Do I have to?
I feel like this is absolutely a waste of time.
But I heard they might cut our research budget.
And we don't need our research is being cut, so we probably should announce this nominees. It's very obvious that we would win this award, but we don't mess with Twitter.
Who does that?
I don't know.
They still have those?
People with lesser minds, obviously.
Weak people.
So the nominees for the Premium Tweet Award are...
Us. Oh, wait, we're not in it.
Oh, that's right, because we don't use Twitter.
Fine, I'll read some of these people. At Cranky Asshole.
What does that even mean?
Sounds like a rude fellow. Who else we have? The Anti-Semitic Show?
Anti-Semitic Show? What does even anti-Semitic be in a show for?
I thought it was something against Jews.
And the next is Jay Draper Comedy. Comedy? What does you even know about comedy?
If you call that comedy. And then next, who do we have? That lousy musician, Bruce Mercury.
Oh, jeez. I can't believe that guy would even be considered in any kind of award category. You hear his music?
I'd much rather listen to myself write quantum physics analogies on a chalkboard. That sounds much better.
So hand us the envelope so we can get out of here.
Sir.
And the winner of the Premium Tweet Award. Give us a drum roll if you guys are intelligent enough to figure out how to play a drum roll.
Yes. At Cranky Asshole.
Oh, jeez, that rude guy, he wins the award?
All he's ever doing is talking about hanging out in Titan Tower.
Titan Towers, the only kind of Titan Tower is a Titan Energy Tower.
Yes, of course, you know, are you talking about that recyclable wind power energy? Or the lightning?
That's alien technology, actually. I don't believe that that's even real technology. So I guess we should stop wasting our day and get out of here and give it back to the host, Wazis Miller and Ninja Steve.
We're gonna lower the intelligence level around here, but once we leave, that's gonna happen.
All right. Well, if you want to find great talent and real things, you definitely aren't gonna be here. So bye.
Science you.
Well, thanks a lot, scientist.
Can you see this?
Yeah, you're always bringing us down on our listeners, and we don't appreciate it. But
it's like, why do you got to come in here and who booked these guys?
I don't know. I don't even know how these guys get any kind of attention anywhere other than just the assholery, because that's just a bunch of assholery. Well, so the Premium Tweet Award went to Cranky Asshole, which is awesome. Follow that guy if you don't. He's a very funny individual, and he's cranky.
He's got a cane. He puts them to asses.
He does.
Yeah.
He puts canes to asses on a daily.
Yeah. He definitely does that. Man, those guys, you know how to rile me up.
Man, I tell you what, every time those scientists come around, my blood pressure goes so high, I feel like I have diabetes.
Yeah, I understand that.
So the next award that we're going to present to you is actually my special award. I've decided to have a bit of a slowdown moment here, and the next award that I'm going to present to you was something that I had to say... and had to give out because after a certain amount of time of constantly talking to these people, and you hear, why you ain't calling me? Why you ain't tweeting me? It kind of makes you sad. So this next award I present to you is the Why Won't You Pay Attention to Me Award. And the nominees for this category are at eConrad88, somebody who I've been secretly Twitter stalking for a while, and for some reason she never ever returns tweets, and it's unfortunate. The next nominee in that category is at RiffTrax. The other nominees for this category are at Gangrel13, fangin' and bangin'. The next nominee is at RealMickFoley. And if I could get a drum roll, please, from Bruce Rickery and the Amazings. The winner of the Why Won't You Pay Attention to Me Award is at Gangrel13. The only man out there who still fangs and bangs after an Attitude Era was ended and still out there fanging and banging in the territory.
He has to, dude. You know?
And I hope that when he hears the show, because you know he's going to listen, Ninja Steve, that he appreciates his award.
I'm going to agree with you on the fact that he's going to listen, because he's a fan.
He's a fan. He's definitely
big
a fan.
Big fan. You know? We have got the bloodbath. We've had it in the studio.
We'll bring out our next presentee. And if you like a quality meal, you should definitely follow this guy and you should check him out. He has a great show. And I can honestly say he's probably one of the best cooks I've ever met, Ninja Steve.
He is a good cook.
And I also know that he helps you out on a banquet, or you helped him out on a, or vice versa.
Yeah, there were some things that we helped each other out with.
So, ladies and gentlemen, and folks of all ages, we'll bring out the next presenter, Chef Jeff. Chef Jeff here, and it's an honor to be a part of the first annual ThoughtCast Awards. This is a great show, but I have to say that you have no cooking. That I've seen no cooking awards, but that's okay because we all know that if there was any cooking awards, they'd have to give them to me. So, ladies and gentlemen, maybe I could cook up something right now, or I could sizzle up an award, but nonetheless, I think I prepared all the food in the back, so I hope everybody and all the guests, and I hope Papi Chulo doesn't need all the salsa. Because I know I specially made that salsa for him. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to announce the next category. It's called the Do It for Dalton Award.
Do it for Dalton!
Do it for Dalton!
Dalton!
Now, the Do It for Dalton Award is a very special award. Very special award that will be given out to someone who promotes, someone who is constantly on the go. They never stop, and they're always out there achieving and giving as much as they can. So the nominees for this category are at Impeller Speaks, at The D-Head Factor, at Kupla One, and last but not least, at Jagged Podcast. It's a very exciting category because everybody who's on here, even if you don't win, you're still a winner because you're a hard worker. I'd definitely like to see you get in the kitchen and cook some food. So the winner of this award, if I could have the envelope, please. And the winner of the Do It for Dalton Award is at Impeller Speaks.
Do it for Dalton!
Do it for Dalton!
Dalton.
That's a very special award, and at Impeller Speaks, he's a very hard worker. He promotes. I know that he's been in the underground promoting underground shows, movies, television, and anything that he can promote for a very long time. So enjoy that award, and I bring you back to your host, Wasis Miller and Ninja Steve.
Oof, Ninja Steve. Chef Jeff cooking up the freshness. Eh, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was a hard time to get you out here, though.
Yeah.
You had to pull you out from the back.
I'm sorry, I was back there, and I really honestly...
Hey, there's another time and place for all this, okay?
You know, ladies and gentlemen, when you're out in space, and you're stuck out on the road, and you're not close to home, sometimes you fall into some bad habits. And unfortunately, I have fallen into those bad habits. But nonetheless, the show must go on.
We're not going to let Wasis Miller's current bad habit epidemic affect the show.
No way.
So, we're over that, okay?
All right. For now, at least, okay. We're over that.
We have awards.
We have awards.
This is the ThoughtCast Awards.
This is the first annual ThoughtCast Awards.
Dude, and you know how the Silk Ninja Gi is difficult to get.
Oh, man.
But very stylish.
You know how many camels and spiders had to die for that?
Three. I made it myself with my bare hands. I squeezed their spider asses until the silk came out and just made...
Wait, do silk come out of spiders?
So the next award, ladies and gentlemen, that we're going to present to you and bring out a special guest, I believe. No, actually, it appears that I read the teleprompter wrong. The next award that we're giving out will be presented by not only Ninja Steve, but also myself.
Oh, straight up. We get to do an award this show?
That's cool. From what I understand, we get to do two.
Straight up.
Which is awesome because the last couple awards that we have
are going to be us.
Yeah.
Cool.
We get a win?
We get a win?
Oh, man, this is the greatest moment of my life.
All right, sweet.
I'd like to thank... Oh, wait.
We'd like to thank the Academy... You know,
Everybody likes me. I'd like to thank John Seitz.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
John Holmes.
Katie Holmes.
Katie Perry.
Rebecca Ramon Stamos.
John Stamos.
Oof. Lightning Fingers McGillicuddy.
Danny Tanner.
And Evan Bourne.
And the Olsen Twins.
Straight up. This next award is a very exciting award because, to be completely honest, when we decided to come up with this award... We decided that this award would be from the heart.
Yeah, you know, like from the deep recesses where Stan Stasiak wants to punch. That's where this is going to come from.
So solid that you would be driven into meat.
Straight up.
So without a further ado, Ninja Steve, the award that we present to you is the next award, and this award is called Thank You for Being a Friend. And the nominees for this illustrious category of award is...
At Star Writer, B-Style.
And the next nominee is At Mr. Appliance.
And the other nominee, At Jeremy Rowan.
And the next nominee, At Atheartist.
And the next nominee is At Jeff Tun. And the next nominee, At DeetBand.com, right? Were they on there?
Are they? Yeah, it looks like they are.
Somebody scribbled that on with chicken blood. Naughty.
Blood and gravy. That's quite an occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
And before we announce the winner of this, we just want to say that these are people that exist in our community and exist in our life, and we don't always get to tell them how much we appreciate them, but we truly appreciate you. And no matter who wins this award, we want you to know that in the belly of the fish of my heart and Ninja Steve's, we appreciate you.
Yes.
And the winner of the Thank You for Being a Friend award goes to... Drum roll, please, if you got it!
At the Star Rider B-Style! Ooh, laying the slabs of beef on ya.
Man, he is not only is that guy a good friend, but he is the greatest wrestler of all time.
And might disagree with you, but...
It's okay to disagree.
But he is a pal and a confidant.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah. If I had a party, I would invite him first.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, At Star Rider B-Style, thank you for being a friend.
That was a very important... I'm a little misty-eyed from that.
Yeah, no, I can honestly say for the first time in my life, I'm shedding real American tears.
Yeah, nothing worse than non-American tears.
I wouldn't want any other kind of salty teardrop coming out of my eye than American teardrops.
We're giving it away where our location was.
Oh, that's right, I forgot. We're in...
Even though 35,000 people seem to get here.
So it looks like we have one more award to give away tonight at the first annual ThoughtCast Awards. Ninja Steve is living off life support to bring this to you.
I am literally dying at death's whim.
And you know what? Sometimes he almost dies of hunger, but this is the possible whim of death that might take him to the clouds.
No, it's not going to happen.
Because you'll fight it and kill it.
I will. I will refuse to take medicine, and I will straight beat it.
Stab, stab, chop. Stab, stab, chop.
Actually,
stab,
I would stab, use my
stab,
Ninja
stab,
Steve.
Stab, stab, chop.
Ninja Steve nunchucks.
Well, I was getting to that, but I just kind of wanted to let out the stab, stab, chop.
We've got a stab, stab, stabbity, stab, chop, chop, choppity, chop, chop to stab.
It's kind of like that time when I fired up an old station to play, and it told me, chop, chop, dance, dance, chop, chop. I think he was some kind of paropera, but I don't know. It could be a mystery.
I heard about that.
So the next award that we're giving out here at the ThoughtCast Awards.
It is an award we're going to be giving out.
Man, I got to tell you, we are presenting this award as well, not only because it is the most prestigious award that you can win, but because if we couldn't win this award, we thought we should probably present it.
Yeah, it's, we thought long, we thought about it, and we decided that it was just really important to decide, we have to give, there's, you know, we can't just say how awesome we are all the time.
We put a lot of considerable thoughts into this next award because, honestly, these are the people that grind the grindstone, these are the people that Codex Shredder, these are the people that Howling Mine every single day, and if it wasn't for them, where would we be? Where would you be?
I would still be here.
Yeah, I would still be here too, but...
But, you know...
I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about you as in the people. Yeah. But at the same time...
I think all of them would be here. Yeah, right? Right? Okay. So, we all know you guys are avid left field enthusiasts.
Absolutely.
Okay? And, you know, we come live from the Willow Terms, which is definitely located in the left field, far away...
Of parts unknown.
Yes. Very close to parts unknown.
Oh, very close.
Yes, but it's away from the other sides.
Absolutely.
Okay? But... There is actually stuff that happens out there.
Yeah. Believe it or not, we received a telegram, Instagram, that stuff is happening outside of the left field, so...
Yeah, and not everybody can do an improv comedy program such as ours and quite as entertaining as us. There's other things that go on out in the
improvisation that goes into this podcast is just off the charts. But to everybody who doesn't do that and decides to go off the cusp or off the piece of paper... Okay, so the next, this award,
yes,
the most prestigious award that can be awarded, Ninja Steve.
Besides the hottest European music promoter?
Oh man, I wish I could have won that award.
Well, you don't promote music in Europe.
Maybe I'll move to Europe and see if I can accomplish that next time around.
It's my internet girlfriend, dude. Be careful.
Whoa, easy.
I didn't mean to say that on the internet.
So, that's okay, she appreciates it. Right. Nonetheless, this next award, Best Outside of the Left Field Award. And the nominees for this prestigious...
Yes. Now, these guys, the winners of this award, these are the best.
Right.
Okay, so, you know, these guys are top-notch. We're definitely going to give them the kudos that they deserve, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I don't normally like to listen to people talk, but I would actually listen to these guys talk. Okay?
Hashtag true facts.
Okay.
So the nominees for the category of this award are... At Don't Quit Your Daycast.
I won't. At Pod Cheese.
At Bono and Oboe.
Both of those guys, they're crazy. And at Royal and Doodle.
And the next, at The D-Head Factor. And last but not least, at Jagged Podcast. And once again, I've said it once, I've said it twice, probably even said it three times. Not everybody can win this award. But this is a prestigious award that will definitely be returning next year. Mm-hmm. And we hope all the nominees.
It's tough to pick a winner.
It really is.
You know, because there has to be a winner. It's not how it is in school where everyone gets a lollipop and a pat on the back. Somebody's got to win.
This isn't the minor league soccer team where every single person wins and there's no overtime.
Yeah.
That's not how it is.
We got to pick a winner. And we thought long and hard.
Drum roll, please. Best Outside of the Left Field Award goes to...
Don't Quit Your Daycast! Well, the Don't Quit Your Daycast guys were unable to come here to accept their award, but we will send it out via internet, and it'll get there.
Absolutely. At Ed Wallach hosts that show, and I heard that he's making a return. He was on a little bit of a hiatus, but he's making a return, and I can't give you a hug in person, and I can't shake your hand because you didn't make it tonight. But nonetheless, you have won this prestigious award, and congratulations.
Yes, when you get back from 7-Eleven with your Slurpee and your hot dog, it will be at your house, hopefully.
Everybody out there needs somebody who is willing to eat a discounted rate food product. At Ed Wallach seems to be the guy to do it. And that's an honorable thing in my mind and everybody who's listening's mind. So that about wraps it up. That is the
first ever award ceremony.
Wait a minute, folks.
Oh.
Oh man, I'm getting a page from Ninja Steve's page.
Yeah.
Pager.
Hey.
That says that there's one more award.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, it's cheaper to beeper, dog.
You gotta have it. Strong work.
You know.
I'm gonna have to remember that. It's cheaper to beeper. That's amazing.
Yeah. So
maybe we should see if we can get some kind of sponsorship deal from a beeper company.
We could.
Because that's amazing.
You could hit me with the 911.
Ninja Steve and the Wizard Smeller. It's cheaper to beeper.
Cheaper to beeper.
That was awesome. So this last minute award that I was just receiving via Ninja Steve's pager. Wow. This is kind of a cool award. I'm really excited about this award. It appears that the award is called the Best Elbow Drop Award.
A.K.A. the Macho Man Randy Savage Award.
Oh, yeah! Dig it!
Yes. Not everybody can be a perfect friend, but somebody out there has got to have the best elbow drop.
Oh, man.
And it's not CM Punk.
That's absolutely the truth. CM Punk, you have the worst imitation of the elbow drop since Sean Stasiak or Chuck Palumbo or any of those other fails. So the Best Elbow Drop Award category nominee is at Jagged Podcast. And the winner of this prestigious elbow dropping award, the person who podcasts elbow drops for days, harder than the rest, the winner. At Jagged Podcast!
I have heard personally that those guys have Lex Luger implanted elbows.
Oh, man.
And they just drop them.
Diamond encrusted for days.
Just plates. They just went out personally and got themselves into motorcycle accidents just so they could have the reinstructured elbows.
Absolutely. When you're willing to put yourself in a situation like that where you take a car crash, an elevator crash, or a
escalator crash,
or a plane crash, any of those to get a plate in your arm.
Plunger crash.
Plunger crash. The Pearl River plunge crash. That would hurt.
Straight up. D'Lo Brown knows a thing or two about it. But so, that's another day, another show.
Absolutely.
That's some witty banter that could be on another program.
So congratulations to At Jagged Podcast. Definitely one of the hardest working podcasters on the scene. And I heard recently he fell into a little bit of some problems health related. And I hope you get better. And at the same time, enjoy elbow dropping the podcast community. You've earned this award.
Yeah. Well, you know, we just want to thank all the fans who attended tonight's ceremonies. We are glad to have you. It was glad to be here. To be honest, it's our pleasure. I know I'm speaking for Wasis Miller, but we love you guys.
I know I'm speaking for Ninja Steve here, but it is an absolute honor to tell all these folks and give them awards and tell them how much we appreciate you.
Yeah. And if I liked hugging people, I would give you guys hugs.
Absolutely. And if I like taking drugs, I'd give you drugs.
But, yeah, so we just want to thank you guys for watching the very first, listening to the very first ever ThoughtCast Awards.
It's been a lot of fun, and to all the people who won, congratulations, and good luck to everybody else who didn't win, and better luck next year.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to see you again next year, and hope you guys enjoy the upcoming shows.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you for catching out the ThoughtCast Awards, guys. Thank you.
This is Thought Hour After Dark. I'm Wazis Miller and the one and only Ninja Steve.
Hi.
Yeah. And we are Thought Out.